case number 11692, Lawrence and Barbara Witucki seek variances to reduce the side yard and front yard setback, sections 115-25C and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Sycamore Drive, approximately 335 feet south of Angola Road. The 911 address is 22834 Sycamore Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 11.16, parcel 16. Specifically, they are requesting a 0.4-foot variance for the front, a 2.6-foot variance for the deck from the front. We received no letters in support, no letters of opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record. Keep wait right here.
6555 North 28th Street, Arlington, Virginia.
Okay.
My name is Rich McFarland, 21957 Tuppy Grove in Lewis.
Do all three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
And this is a copy of the standard your answer in case you need that.
Good evening.
I'm the speaker here.
What we broke down.
You're interested basically in the answers to the five questions here? Okay.
Alrighty.
We bought the house was built in 1980. We purchased it in 85, and it was complete with the deck at that time.
Okay.
There is no other possible place to put a deck on the house. This Mr. McFarland is our contractor, and he has provided quite a few pictures to illustrate the fact that the front of the house has the sliding doors, and that's where the deck is, and there just really isn't any other possible place to put one.
Okay.
Cannot otherwise be developed. The current condition of the deck, which again he has provided pictures of, is hazardous. It is rotting, the framework, and several other contractors have supported that. We were originally hoping maybe we could just get the top boards replaced, but the foundation is too bad. So it just cannot be replaced as is. The situation was not created by us, obviously, because it was already there when we purchased the home. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood because it's actually going to be smaller. The side, it's an L-shaped deck now, and we're going to eliminate a good part of the side deck. And but the same, it will have the same basic shape. We do have two supporting letters from neighbors that we've just handed in, saying they have no objections to it. So let's see, the minimum variance, a foot added to the width. We would like to go a foot out. It would make the deck far more usable. If you're sitting in a chair, it doesn't give you much room to, you know, walk in front of those chairs. So that would definitely improve the situation. We're not adding anything to the length, and we're eliminating about 12 feet on the side. Our development, Angola by the Bay, has approved the variance. I don't know if they mailed you that information or not, but they met. We were there on September 10, and the variance was approved. So basically, I think from the pictures you can see that the deck is not exactly an attribute to our house, besides being hazardous, and we are ready to replace it. The rails, the side slats are what they're supposed to be, just so many inches apart. A truck could fall through, much less a child. So any other questions, or would you, Rich, like to say something, or do you have?
Yeah, I could.
Okay.
Well, if you can see the pictures of the framework that's there now, most of them, the floor joists are on like 21-inch centers. There's a couple of them that are on 52-inch centers. And it's just ready to collapse right now. So the only way to do it was to rebuild it, and being it's already was built within the setback, that's why we're requesting the variance.
Okay.
Any questions?
Well, see, we'll start with Mr. Hudson.
Well, and the other thing was, when it shows the 6'2" off the front of the house, the way the handrail set in there, you basically only have like 5'6" by the time, you know, you're talking distance trying to walk by there when someone's sitting there.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll see if there's any questions. We'll start with Mr. Hudson.
So the only increase in the footprint of the deck is coming away from the house towards the front yard?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Rickman?
You sure just a smidgen? Mm-hmm. That's what you said.
I said a smidgen. That's my Midwest.
That's your
going
Midwest.
Through, I guess.
Okay. so you're going to increase it by just how much? A little bit?
From the 6'2" to 7'2".
Okay. From 6'2" to 7'2".
But then on the left side, like she's saying, where it shows the 10-foot where the existing steps are,
yeah,
that's being eliminated from that point 12 foot closer to the front.
Okay.
So 120 square foot is being eliminated.
Okay. Okay. Right, no other questions.
No.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how 30 minus 22.4 equals 0.4. How the requesting of 0.4 foot variance from the 30 feet on the front.
I believe that's for the dwelling, Mr. Mills.
That's the dwelling.
If you add up the 22.4 and the 7.2, that gets you not quite 30 feet from the front yard setback, so the dwelling needs a 0.4 foot variance. Am I correct, Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's two variances requested, one for the deck, one
for the house.
And then the side yard requirements are 5 feet?
Yes, so they are fine with the side yard.
Okay.
They are fine with the side yard.
So it's 29.6 in the front, which makes it a 0.4 foot.
For the dwelling. Okay.
And just to clarify, I know the application in front of me says it's a 0.04 foot variance from the front yard. I believe it's a 0.4.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It says 0.4 on the survey, but 0.4 on the front.
Right.
Or 0.04.
So
7.6 foot variance for the deck.
Mm-hmm.
2 point.
I count the 5. Sorry.
Gotcha.
Okay, hearing no further questions then. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
One.
Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion we approve case number 11,692. The applicant has addressed the criteria for granting a variance and done a very good job. The uniqueness of the property is apparent. It's 52.7 tenths wide by 100. That makes it a pretty small lot. Variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant. The applicant bought the place this way.
Inherited it.
Okay, inherited, I guess that's the word. Inherited the place this way and is trying to improve it with a safety factor, rebuilding it. Having maybe just 4 tenths, did you say 4 tenths, was it an increase variance, which would increase the variance. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. It's been that way for years. And the requested variance is a minimum of afford relief.
Do I have a second to that? Oops.
Second.
Yeah, motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Burton that we approve case number 11,692. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye. Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,692 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take a short recess.
Okay.
I second that.
Okay.